This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest. I'm Ti Xiao Yik with Kelly Anissa and Shamla Ganesan in the studio today. So what's coming up this hour is, if you want to improve your thinking skills and memory, mushrooms, the type that you eat, not any other type, may do the trick. So we'll be finding out more about that.
And then following that, a recent book on the experiences of Orang Asli girls shows that they struggle in school because of bullying and discrimination. We explore the issue.
And if you have any comments or any thoughts you'd like to share with us, tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 7733-2900.
But first, here's Rodriguez with Like Janice.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Rodriguez with Like Janice. And now, researchers from the National University of Singapore, NUS, have found that eating mushrooms more than twice a week could prevent memory and language problems among those above the age of 60. So this was a study conducted by researchers from the Department of Psychological Medicine and the Department of Biochemistry at the Yong Lu Lin School of Medicine, NUS. They wanted to look at the association between mushroom intake and something called mild cognitive impairment.
So they looked at the data of 663 Chinese adults aged over 60, and the researchers tracked their diet and lifestyle from 2011 to 2017. Then they conducted neuropsychological assessments to assess for mild cognitive impairment, which is not quite like dementia, but where you experience mild problems with memory loss, attention span, language, and visuospatial abilities.
Mm-hmm. So as someone who loves mushrooms, this is good news for me. Among those who ate more than two portions a week, 9 out of 100 people were diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment. Among those who ate fewer than one portion, 19 out of 100 were diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment. And this association basically seems to suggest that the higher intake of mushrooms has some impact on cognitive health.
Okay.
And the researchers singled out a compound found in mushrooms called ergothionine as an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory component that could have protective effects on the brain.
So the study sort of were able to document six types of mushrooms commonly eaten among the study subjects, among Singaporeans, I would assume. So the six types are golden mushroom, oyster, shiitake, white button mushrooms, as well as dried and canned mushrooms. So of course, you need to know how much they ate as well. So what does this two times a week mean? So if you're looking at one portion, one serving, is about 150 grams of mushrooms. And the researchers said that's equivalent to about three quarters of a cup of cooked mushrooms.
Okay.
So two portions would be about approximately half a plate.
All right.
So Shamila, are you thinking like,
am I getting enough? Like I can definitely eat more than that.
And the study also relied on self-reported information on mushroom intake and other dietary factors, which may not be accurate. It also does not prove a direct link between mushrooms and brain function, but the authors say that their findings support the potential role of mushrooms and their bioactive compounds in delaying neurodegeneration.
To find out more about the mushrooming evidence, see what I did there? To find out more regarding the health benefits of these fungi, we have on the line Dr. T. Isiong. He's the president of the Nutrition Society of Malaysia. Dr. T, to start with, what is your take on the NUS study and its conclusions with regard to the benefits of eating mushrooms?
I find the study rather interesting and very useful with regards to use of mushroom as part of a dietary intake. And this group of NUS actually documents properly in scientific literature, modern scientific literature, on the usefulness of mushroom, on the health benefits of mushroom, which many people seem to know, actually for hundreds of years, or even thousands of years. So I find it a very important study, very useful, and people should take heed. Health authorities should take heed. People who do health promotion, dietary guidelines promotion, should take heed of this.
And the NUS study described the compound called ergothionine as being the active ingredient that imparts the beneficial properties of mushrooms. So what is this compound and how is it different from the other nutrients that are found in food?
Yeah, this ergothionine actually, it's one of the amino acids. It has got a structure like amino acids. Amino acids are compounds which become building blocks or serve as building blocks for proteins in the body. So ergothionine is one of those probably thousands of bioactive components that are found in plant foods and have attracted a great deal of attention in the last 20 or so years. And these bioactive compounds are potentially beneficial to health. They can improve various physiological functions and even produce health benefits. In this case, ergothionine potentially can improve cognitive function and other functions that in mushrooms. So this is one of the bioactive components that I think we need to emphasize to the public. And some of these foods that contain these bioactive components, what we nutritionists would call functional foods. And these have attracted a lot of attention, consumers, public, regulatory agencies, researchers, and lots of research have been done on bioactive components. And this is just one of them.
And what are some other examples of these bioactive compounds, and what foods are they typically found in?
For example, very clear example with a lot of scientific backing is plant sterols. Plant sterols are compounds which their structure are like cholesterol, cholesterol from egg, cholesterol from meat. So these are well known to be bad guys going to the body, then block up blood vessels, can cause angina and so on. So these plant sterols, their structure are like cholesterol. They serve to block the absorption of the cholesterol. So these are the good bioactive components, which when taken in insufficient amounts, they can reduce the absorption of cholesterol in the blood. Others are like beta-glucan found in oats, barley. Many others are like inulin, oligosaccharides. Actually, one very important, very common bioactive component is carotenes, like found in carrots, found in tomatoes. Carotenoids are very powerful antioxidants, a very common, much researched bioactive components. Many components in tea, for example, are known to be bioactive compounds. So foods that contain these bioactive components are known as functional foods.
So from your research, what are some of the other health benefits of eating mushrooms?
Yeah, I've been working on functional foods for some years, and I've also studied mushroom. So the other health benefits found in mushroom is, for example, in anti-cancer properties and anti-tumor properties. And the postulated effect is through the role of these bioactive components as antioxidant properties. They can protect the cells from the oxidized. As we all well know, cancer occurs when the cells are oxidized as one of the possible mechanisms. So these compounds, bioactive components, can protect the cells from being oxidized, therefore causing damage to the body. So a lot of research is still going on, and I would not, however, say that these are the ones that we should consume and these are the only ones. And we should take functional foods in the right proportions, in the right amounts. Functional foods, as the term suggests, should be like foods, not as drugs or supplements or therapeutic agents that can cure diseases. They are foods, should be taken in the right amount as a part of the normal dietary practices. That's how functional food should be used.
So how much mushrooms should we eat every day to reap its benefits?
Oh, that's a good question. There are no exact dietary guidelines, unlike vegetables, unlike protein foods. We can say how many servings in a day, unlike carbohydrates, for example. But many authorities regard mushroom as vegetable. So I would say that we can take same like vegetables, maybe two to three servings in a day. And one serving could be like one cup of raw mushroom or half cup of a cooked mushroom. So one may alternate between one serving of mushroom, two servings of other green leafy vegetables, root vegetables, and so on. I think that would be a great practice. And rotate that a few times a week in a diet, that would be, I think, very good practices. While we're waiting for the science to confirm all these health benefits. A lot of it are still being researched on. I see there's no harm in using mushroom as one of the vegetables for daily consumption.
So that was Dr. T. E. Siong, President of the Nutrition Society of Malaysia. I just like to put up a disclaimer here that he's also my dad. And we do eat a lot of mushrooms at home.
I see. So there we go. Well, and you're very healthy and intelligent. So
I'm facing some memory loss, though. So maybe I need to up my mushroom intake.
Probably. You're not hitting the standards I am.
So mushroom fans or not, both of you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. What's your favorite mushroom dish, Kelly?
I like stir-fried oyster mushrooms.
Yeah?
I really like that. And I was so happy to see when I came across this article, because I am quite forgetful, and I thought this is one way that I can really enjoy improving my memory instead of like drinking coffee, because I've read somewhere that that helps as well.
But how much coffee can you drink anyway?
I know,
right?
Without sort of, you know, being a nervous wreck the rest of the day.
And I think I like the idea of these functional foods that, you know, they have these healthful properties, mm-hmm. Just like the other nutrients and vitamins and minerals. And they are foods, so you enjoy them in your daily diet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there are all these good properties about them, all the better, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things that we, especially now with being able to order food and eat out so often, mm-hmm. And I'm certainly guilty of this myself, we actually don't eat as many vegetables as we should.
Yes.
And sometimes it's because they don't taste very good, or you always perceive them as being boring. Mm. So for me, like, you know, clearly self-proclaimed mushroom lover here, mushrooms are always one of those vegetables that both tasted really good, mm-hmm. Were so sort of diverse, and you can cook them in so many ways.
Yes.
And now I find out, you know, they're also pretty good for you.
Yep.
So yeah, why not, right?
Yes.
And they're easy to cook.
They're easy to cook. So even if you are eating out or buying something back in, I think it's something that you can just keep in your fridge. Mm-hmm. Even those canned butter mushrooms or dried ones, right? You can just toss them into something and
I think I feel like they go with like everything.
Yes.
Dish or side dish, anything.
And you can cook them in any kind of cuisine.
Exactly. Yes. And I know that a lot of vegetarian dishes that need like mushrooms inside.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So, Kelly, would you like to...
Yeah, so if anyone has any questions, or if you have any comments or thoughts about the health and the health benefits of mushrooms...
Or just how much you love mushrooms.
Yes, that too. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or, you know, you can call us at 03-7733-2900.
So now that you know what to have for dinner tonight, we'll be moving on to the issue of discrimination faced by Orang Asli women. That will be in our second story after the break. But first, here's the Beatles singing about another type of truffle, the Savoy truffle.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.